Okay, Rubosai. Anyone who remembers from before the Bechina, today we learn about my favorite relative, Krevi Rav Idi Bar Avin. Says the Gemara, Krevi Rav Idi Bar Avin Shachiv v'shavak Dikla. Right, so he left a dekel. Apparently, that was his Yerusha. Okay, Rav Idi Bar Avin Amar Anagrim Netzvei. Rav Idi Bar Avin thought he was the closest relative. Bahu Gavron, a certain guy, he said Anagrim Netzvei. So what happened? So it seems pretty clear that the other guy won. Right, Rashi points out that this should be very similar to the Gemara in the bottom of Lamed Aleph Beis. If there's a karka that two people claim they own and neither of them have any raya, then we say kol ba'al var. Okay, whoever overpowers the other guy wins. So apparently the other guy won and he got the dekel, but was temporarily lost. So in the end, something happened. What happened in the end? We're not sure. Even in the rif, he already has two gersos, right? Even the Rambam had two gersos in his Gemara. How do we know the rif had two gersos in the Gemara? Because the rif says that there are, I'm not even mentioning the sub gersos, but the rif says, I see Sadi view card faith. Father of Idi Bar Avin found witnesses that he was the Karov. Even the Garcila soap, oh, do you crave it faith? Or the other years of the guy admitted that Rav Idi Bar Avin was the Karov. Okay, so the Riff already didn't know which Gersa was correct. Neither the other shown. The Rama also doesn't know which Gersa was correct. The Rama gives us very little on the Sugya. He just paskins Maskana Babayin Rafa. But in terms of the Gersa, the Rama makes clear that he had two Gersos in front of him. Says the Rama, Misha Yard the Sad of Cheskashu Yorish Vachal Be'er Sal, Benimtza Yorish Achat Shukarbi Medu, V'roi the Gersha, Ben Shenimtza Be'eden, Ben Shehoda Zesha Yard Tchila, right? Whether there was Eden, whether it was Hoda, why did the Rama say whether Eden were her dogs? The Rama had two Gersos in his Gemara. And he said, okay, I don't know which three Gersos in the Gemara, but they're both true. So we're not sure if the guy was Moda, or if the guy found, or if Ravidi Bar Avin found Edim. We're also not sure exactly the extent of the Hodah slash Edus, right? Is it the Ihu Karov Fei? Is it the Ihu Karov? Or Tosos makes a suggestion just a little out of the box that maybe it's just Stam, Odile Stam. But the main Gersos are either Odile or Isisade, and either Karb or Karb Fei. We'll have to figure out what it means. In any case, Okmin Chestabiyade. In any case, he won. Okay, exactly why he won is going to depend on the Gersa. If he found Edim or the guy admitted that he was Karb Fei, then it's Basha why he won. It's an established fact that he's Karb Fei. If the Gersa is just Karov, then look over the reason he wins is, like it says in Vosaf Lamed Ches, Rav Idi Bar Avin has proof that he's a Karov. The other guy has no proof that he's a Karov. That's a first mark. And Yavamos, so if one guy proves he's a Karov, the other guy doesn't, we don't say it's a Suffix. We don't say, well, we don't know who wins. We say, ain't Suffix with a Vadai. A Suffix Karov can't compete with a Vadai Karov, and the Vadai Karov wins. Okay. So the mice are Idi Bar Avin won, either because there was proof that he was the closest Karov, or because there's proof he was a Karov, and the other guy had no proof and ain't suffering multiple day. In any case, I'm lately highly period to Yome Ad Hashem. Vidi Rabin says, let him repay me for all the payers he ate from originally until now. So I win. Amr, this Vidi Rabin, people say he's an Adam Gadol. Come on, such a crumb story, he's an Adam Gadol. Aman Kasamachmar, what are you relying on? Aha, you're relying on him. Okay, exactly what we rely on him is unclear. Haka Amar Don Makaron Litzvay. But after all, he said he was more Karov. Abai Rav Lusfir later Rav Chista came into Odi Odi. Abai Rav don't agree with Rav Chista. They actually think Rav gets all the payrolls because once he was molded, he was molded. Okay, it was hard for me to even read this Gemara because there's so many, like I said, one of the endearing things about Cheskas Abatim is that unlike many sugyos in Shas, where we know what the Gemara is saying and what the story was, we just don't necessarily know the Svara. Here, in I would say half the case in this parak, we don't even know what the story was. right? What was he moved? Was he moved in his karov? Was he moved his karov tfei? Or no, there ate him in his karov. In which case, what was he moved? He was moved that he ate peros. Right? And apparently, there's no proof he ate peros. Okay, so all those combinations come into this. Let's try to tackle one step at a time. So let's start with the girsa of Rashbam and Tosfos at the beginning, right? The Rashbam knows there's two girsos, right? The Rashbam until everyone knows there's two girsos. Rashbam says, here's my girsa, here's Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. Tosfos says, here's my girsa, and here is Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. Maybe none of those words. The only difference is the Rashbam in the end doesn't like Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa, and Tosfos in the end does like Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa. But let's start with the girsa of the Rashbam and Tosfos. Basically, we could say that the Rashbam and Tosfos at the beginning, which seems to have been the girsa in Ashkenaz, right? Because the, everyone has two girsas, main girsa. So one girsa is Basot Odi, right? He was Moda. Okay, if he was Moda, then what's the issue? He was Moda that Rabbi Yibarvin is the Karov. L'chora, he's also Moda, or there's proof that he ate the Peros. Doesn't seem to be depends who you ask. Okay, he was Moda, Rabbi Yibarvin is the Karov. So what's the Sora of Rav Chisda? And what's the shita of Abaye and Raha within the girsa of So let's start with Rashbam. He has the girsa odile what odile karotfe hovda gemura odile dehihu karot. It was a total hodah. If it was a total hodah, what's the svar of Rav Chisda? After all, by Rava make a lot of sense. Came into Odi Odi, right? You don't need much explanation. He was molded that Rav Yibarvin what? Says Rav Chisda something fascinating. Says Rashbam, something fascinating. He says, Aman kasam ches lizkos be'ilan. What are you so mechon to win? Ahai, hodah's pipshim hodah akshu darkrov yoser. That he was molded your karav yosef karav tfei, but iu da amar and hashda anakrim the tfei. But didn't he say until now iu da amar anakrim the tfei? Until now we said anakrim the tfei, but achal peros didn't call on fire, and there's a reason he ate the peros. Possession with the achshere can no say lachas a ilan midato afish lo zechizo minadin. Since originally he said he was karav tfei, now when he admits your karav tfei, it's really like he's giving you a matana. It's like he's giving you a matana. And he's giving you matana. He's only giving you the. He's only giving you the Elon. He's not giving you the payros. Okay. So says Rashbam, what's the svara of Rav Chisda? Again, what did Rav Chisda say? Why are you relying on him? He said he's karo. The answer is why are you relying on what he says now? Until now he said he's the karo. So until now he can't make any kindness on him. And now he's being a nice guy and giving you a present. Don't be a pig and ask for more. So what's Rav Chisda's svara? Rav Chisda's svara is that the hoda'ah hashta is like no singlo hadekel b'matana, and he didn't mean to give you the payrolls. I mean, obviously, given the payrolls from kind of hobby, given the deckel, he didn't mean to give you back retroactively. Pay you back for all the payrolls. And what's Abaye Rava saying? Came into Odi Odi. Rashbam doesn't need to say very much. He just says that now. Kevande Odi Odi. Right. Once he was Mode, he was Mode. Legabre. Right. This seems very radical because, after all, he did not say he's giving him a matana. He said, I'm moda that you're karot tfei, right? He didn't say, sometimes people do that in court. What do they say? Say, you know what? It's not worth it. just take the stupid veto. But that's not what he said. He said, I admit your color of effect, right? Meaning Tosos already implicitly, Tosos doesn't discuss it. Is the window open or closed? Okay. Whatever, it's noise and Mishaber Tisrael. So it's not the end of the world. But still, if we could have a Yishaber thrown out noise, that would be even better. Okay. So Tosos implicitly, I think, criticized Rashbam when Tosos says, "Hachir shin l'sof olilei, the logars iu karov tvei." This unique yours. Everyone has either karov or karov tvei. Tosos says unique yours of olilei stam. Eloloy rotsa lachlok im reviv. Even nothing on dekal bechinam. Love shall show you karov yoser. Shem hachi kamar chista. Even the amar arakim the tvei shem ritzona nazar. Love shall show the karov yoser.
What Tosos papers can be shown that she's not going to end is just Odile Stam. And then it's the same story. Nasan lo matana deko, the low payros. Then it makes a lot of sense. If he just said, I concede, right?
What do you, you know, you can do that in many places in America. You can plead, instead of pleading guilty, you can plead no contest. It's not worth fighting about. What?
Nolo contendere?
Yes. It's not worth fighting
about. Spiro Agnew?
As far as I'm concerned, Spiro Agnew was on the Ark with Noah. And then, what are Abayin Rava say? Abayin Rava, Savri came into Odi Odi, Mestamalo, Yamokalo, El Meshu Yoser Karov. Okay, that is the question of Odi Docha. No. Meaning, here they seem to be arguing on Umdana. When he says, I give in, does he mean it's not worth fighting with you, you're an idiot, just take the deck and leave me alone? And maybe it's a matana of the deck, but I'm not refunding the payers. Or does he mean you're really right at finally admitted? So then it's a machlokes in Umdana. What does the guy mean? I guess he wasn't so clear. And it's not clear. It's not clear what he said and exactly what words he would have said, what they have argued, what words he said, what they have argued. But at least some expression used of I give in. Rav Chisda put it, I give in, take it as a matana because I'm sick of fighting with you. And Rabbi Rama says it means I give in, I admit you're right. Okay, but you see already from Tosos, what is Tosos saying? If it's a hodah, of course you have to be consistent all the way in Gamri. It's only if you take out the words karov tvei. But the Rashbam is now very radical, right? The Rashbam is very radical because the Rashbam is saying that no, he was more than his karov tvei. He wasn't more than stam. And what does the machlokas seem to be? It seems to be a machlokas. The inyan din hodas baldin. Hodas baldin kvei edim dami. What are they arguing? When you do hodas baldin, it's hodas baldin like Matana Tosa says. Did I mean Matana mean hodas baldin? The Rashbam thinks I meant hodas. That is Oda like a Matana or is Oda like Oda? This Rashbam obviously reminds every yeshiva guy of the famous Tzos and Rashbam came first. But this Rashbam is basically saying over the famous Tzos and Sinalam Dalit, Sinalam Dalit, Reyes of Machlot, and Reuben Leif. I know we just had this Tzos on a Makor sheet, Lomizman, not so long ago, right? Or I don't remember how long ago. Because this ktos is about, this is a famous ktos about many shas sugyas, right? When do we have it on our Makor sheet? We definitely had it on our Makor sheet about Nogei Be'edos, towards the beginning of the Perek. And I think maybe once we also discussed Nodas Baldin, and at the end, he has a famous Chakira parallel to his Chakira Nodas Baldin about Shavi Nafsh Kadikli Surah. We'll stick with Nodas Baldin part for now. The ktos wonders, why is Nodas Baldin made in Bami? And he has three theories. The theory which he doesn't like, I'm not going to order the ktos, is midin migo, right? Hodas baldin works midin migo. Migo, I could have given away my property. I could be moda that it's yours. Okay, he doesn't like that because hodas baldin beats edim, and migo doesn't beat edim. Okay, the other theory has the Mari Ibn Lev. Says the Mari Ibn Lev, says Zesh Shemodu Shachayev Havi Keilu Amar Chayev and Elchman of Yochel Chayev Atzmo. Right? He says it's basically a matana. It's chayvus. I can always decide to owe you money, so I do it as balance, like I'm giving you money. Right? This is reminiscent of the Gemara in Kuf Mem Tes and Baba Basra. There's a famous source about that also. It was Isser Giura, right, wanted to be Machne something to Rav Mori Baruchel, who was his son biologically, although not halachically, because he was a guy when he conceived Rav Mori Baruchel. And they didn't know exactly how to do it. They had a problem with Chalipin. They had a problem with Agam. They had a problem with Mamash Lashtam. So finally decide, why not just do a Hodah? And there's a long toast about this. It may just be like Ninhu Be'odisa. Maybe the shot is, but yeah, Hodah is a kind of Kenyan. Hodah is a new kind of Kenyan. And that's basically what the Ma'ariv and Leib says. He says Hodah is a kind of Kenyan. Okay, the Ketzos rejects the Ma'ariv and Leib. And the Ketzos says it is not a kind of Kenyan. Rather, it's a Xeris HaKasov of Nemanus. Ah, the Ketzos says, I can think of so many reasons why the Odos Baldin shouldn't have Nemanus. He says, forget about the fact that you don't give the Eidos. The Baldor. But he's also an Eid Echad. He also could be possibly Eidos, who said maybe they could have been a Shifra. Nonetheless, Odos Baldin, maybe he came to eat Goslin. Goslin has Odos Baldin, never to commit Eidon Dummy. So, nonetheless, the Xeris HaKasov, these Nemanal folks, it says, Kiyuzek, Xeris HaKasov of Nemanus. So, this is the fundamental criteria reason Tosfos Maariv and Leib is Hodas Baldin, Kameya Aden dummy, right? How can you look at it? It's the old Kechakira, right? What's the old Kechakira, right? The Ke means it works exactly the same. Or Kim means it has some parallel effect that actually works differently. So the Ketzos takes the Kim seriously. Says the Ketzos. Nemanus. Oh, P. Xeris HaKasov. Oh, he shouldn't be Neman made. No, okay, Xeris HaKasov is Neman. And Ma'ariv and Leib says, no, it's Kim A. It's as effective as Mei Edim. But it doesn't mean it's Nemanus like Mei Edim. Rather, just like Mei Edim works, so does Baldin works. It says the Ma'ariv and Leib. He says it's a mischaibos, right? He calls it called matana. I'm just giving a gift. It's a way of giving a gift. Okay, points out the Rugatura makes this hakira on his own. I don't think he quotes, strangely enough, he doesn't quote the Ketzos. Okay, maybe the Rugatura doesn't like to quote Ketzosis. You know, he was more independent. He didn't learn Achronim. So he wants to make all kinds of Dukim and Rambam. Some of them are more Mukhrach, some of them are less Mukhrach. But basically, says the Ragachar, that's the Machlokes Amoraim in the Sugya of Kravim Baravim. Right? What's enough for me? That's basically the Machlokes Amoraim here. Right? See? Says the Ragachar, that if you have this Hakira, Nafgamina is the R Sugya. Lefi the Rashban, right? Nafgamina is our sugya. Lefi the Rashban. If you say that it is a hischaivos, then you would say Rav Chisva. Nasan lo rak deko. Yeah, it's a gift. So oh, I decided to give you money. I decided to owe you money. You don't give the deko. If you said it's an emmanus, then you have to say like Abayim Rava. Says Abayim Rava, then no. He's Nem on the Gamri. A Nemanus is consistent. If you're Nem on your Nem, if he's Karatve, he's Karatve, nothing to talk about. Or Chesda said, even though Hodas Baldin said Karatve, Hodas Baldin is really Nem. Hodas Baldin is just a gift. And therefore, he only gifted him the Dekel and not the Peros. That is what the Rugachover, that's what the Rugachover wants to say here. And then he wants to make many, many other nafkaminas to this, each of which is somewhat controversial. He wants to say maybe the machlokes in Rambam, the Raibit, whether Kolbel is chayav alpi, as most people give a different shape to this. think we discussed this once, maybe we'll learn about the Kama, whether Hodas Baldin is Chayim for Chomer, right? For Ayim Fach Zayim. He wants to say, well, if it's really Nemanos, then it applies even to Chavot. If it's just a gift, then no, Ayin Takas Ayin is only Chayav if you actually did it. Not, you know, Stam is a gift. He wants to say maybe it has to do with Knas, Modul Knas. If you say that it's really Nemanos, then it should work even for then it should work even for Knas. And Modul Knas Potter then would be like a special thought in work. If you want to say that it's really matana, I mean, it doesn't work for knas because you're only kaiba knas based on the mice and not matana. Okay, all of his nafkaminas one could question very, very seriously. I saw that some actually just noticed this morning that the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in his Pnei Shlomo here said that really this machlokas is a machlokas between the Beit Shmuel and the Chalkas Machokek in Evena Ezer. I put that on the cover sheet before, so Pnei Shlomo, so I guess I agree with him. But there's a fascinating machlokas in the Chalkas Machokek in Beit Shmuel, which is somewhat similar, right? A guy says to a woman, Hariya Mekudeshesli, Almanas, Sheishli Mana Biad Plomi. Okay, so some cases are easy. So there's another one of the cases is Harib Gadishli al Manas Sheyomar Plomi Sheshli Mana Piyato. So that's very, very clear how to resolve that. If I say Gadishli al Manas, that Adobe says he owes me £1 million, then either he says he owes me £1 million, or he doesn't say he owes me £1 million. But the more interesting case, one of us say Harib Gadishli al Manas, that Adobe owes me £1 million, right? The woman comes to me and she says, look, you know, you're a good guy, etc. But ultimately, money is money. I'm not an out-of-towner. I'm not marrying you unless you have $1 million in the bank. So I say, no problem. I don't have the bank, but initially, I'm announced that Dobie owes me $1 million. Okay, and then we go to Dobie, and he says, yeah, Taka, I owe $1 million. Here's $1 million. Here's a check. So says the... Velkas Machokek, at least nearer low at first, that it works. After all, now she's with the Deshus, because don't be owed $1 million. Says the Beit Shmuel, no. Then the Chalkas Machokek brings in a side point. You can only bring in a side point. Whenever it comes to Tanayim, you can always say, oh, no, what's all I meant? Maybe she only meant if there's a proof, not if he says so, because she doesn't want people to pull a Kanunya to trick her. Okay. But says the Chalkas Machokek, at least fundamentally, he says that works. Says the Beit Shmuel, it doesn't work. When Dovi says he owes $1 million, from now on he owes me $1 million, right? I say the word make judiciously on Tuesday. We find Dovi on Wednesday. He says, of course I owe $1 million. I owe $1 million for 3 months. Okay, Dovi's Neman from now on. But that doesn't mean that yesterday he owed me $1 million. It only means from today he owes me $1 million. And therefore, not with judicious Bavadai. And the Sefer HaMakna says back to the Beit Shmuel, he says, the Chalkas Machokek is right. We learn from a Pasuk, right? It can perish Rashi, because it says, meaning, what's the fascinating about quoting Beit Shmuel and Chalkas Machokek here? Is he Neman L'Mafreya or Mikana L'Hava? Now, I admit, they could have argued in different words from a different angle. They could have talked about Chav Lachrin if they wanted, and then made a totally different sugya out of it. But that doesn't seem to be what they're saying. They seem to be saying Zinem Mekan L'Haber L'Mafreya. That is super reminiscent of our sugya, right? Mekan L'Haba, you get the deck out, or L'Mafreya. So it could be that another nafkamina is maybe the Machlokes Beit Shmuel, the Chalkas Machokek, in Hilchas Kedushin, says the Chalkas Machokek and the Sefer HaMakna, who's the one who defends the Chalkas Machokek, says the Chalkas Machokek and the Sefer HaMakna, right, while we're on recess for Chazar, right, we have the Haftorah of Bahar. Or Bahar was very excited, right? Yeah, there's Sefer HaMakna. My son came home from shul
and says, did you notice something from Vasra and Ator today? Yes, I did. He's 13, so it's still, cool. Listens to that. They say that he's Neman Lemafreya. However, says the Beis Shmuel that Rak Mikan Ulahaba.
Okay, that sounds like it might depend on the machlokas between the Marival and the Ktos. If it's Nemanus, then it's Nemanus. Nemanus, if two Edom come, if May Edom come, they're Neman Lemafreya. We don't say May Edom only from now on. We don't believe it happened yesterday.
By the way, we believe it happened yesterday. So likewise, the guy in Modo does not, and we believe that it happened yesterday. The Shmuel might hold more like the Marival. He says, no, this is not Midin. This is not Midin Me'edim. It's not Nemanus. It is rather a, it's not Nemanus. Rather, it is a Eschaibus. From now on, I'm admitting. From now on, I'm giving him the money. From now on, giving the money is nice. But that doesn't mean it was his money yesterday, and therefore she's not bothering the Kudeshes. If you ask the Beis Shmuel, say, if you say Beis Shmuel, you're on the wrong side of history, because then you're like Rav Chisda. And we pass like Abayim Rava, I mean, you don't pass like Rav Chisda. It's impossible in our city to pass like Rav Chisda. It's against all the rules of Shabbat. So how can you pass like Rav Chisda against Abayim Rava? Maybe Beis Shmuel might say that, again, unless you want to say that, interpret him in a completely different way. But what would Beis Shmuel say? Isn't he like Rav Chisda against Abayim Rava? Could he say, no. Really interesting question on the Marina Lake. It has been bothered the Rugged Shover. The Rugged Shover is, fascinatingly, it doesn't seem to faze him in the least that he ends up putting the Rambam with Rav Chisda. Okay. That doesn't seem to bother the Rugged Shover here, right? Says Sfirle the Rabbeinu, he says, Minoda Aimai Shaya Maisa. Rak the Gary Mona called Nishayev Bahoda. He says the Rambam, there's no riot that it happened. It's just it's Nishayev with the Hoda. And this is my quote in the case of Ravidi Bar Oven, that Rav Chisda thinks a Chiyuv Chadash and Abayim Rava disagree. And it didn't seem to faze him that he's making the Rambam like Rav Chisda. Okay, maybe it's something up asleep. He didn't say anything. Maybe it would faze him even late. Isn't he like Rav Chisda? Not to mention the fact that he's like Rav Chisda, according to Hashbam, according to all the other Rishonim. He's like no. I think it could be that you could say that maybe even a Abayim Rava could hold the other side of Chakira. Because even a Abayim Rava, meaning not so posh, could be that even a Abayim Rava might say that we did Hischaivos. They just think that the Hischaivos is a broad Hischaivos. They went Amode, on everything that my words imply. After all, if I say your car is fake, that really means you get the deck out and you get the Pierce Mafreya. I'm not stupid. I know if your car is fake, you get the deck out and the Pierce Mafreya. Even if I am stupid, I am being Messiah to give you everything you would get if your car is fake. So it could be that maybe even a buying brother. Again, according to the Tzotz, you have to say like a buying brother. Okay, I have to say that's like your argument. But, or even a Bayev Rava, you'd say it's a Hischaivos. Let's call it Hischaivos Rechava. It's a broad Hischaivos. Even if it's a broad Hischaivos, it doesn't mean only Hischaivos to the item that I'm looking at right now. It means I'm Hischaiv to give you everything that flows from my admission, and therefore it could be that even within a Bayim Rava, you could have a Chakir in the source of our replay. For Chora, that's what they would say. They'd still say a Bayim Rava saying, May Aiden is May Aiden. And the Maribin Levi would say, even within a Bayim Rava, it's still a Hischaivos, it's still a Matana. Just who says the Matana is only the Dekel? You just made it up. The Matana is not just what I'm thinking of now. That's what we brought. The Matana is I'm being Hischaiv myself to everything that comes out of my hodah. I'm being Hischaiv myself to the results of my hodah. The results of my hodah are Dekel and Peros. I'm being Hischaiv myself to Dekel and Peros.
And therefore, the Mari Galeh here, the Bayi Rabba, and the Bishmo Gosser, the Bayi Rabba, he says, Abayi Rabba also be kind of Lahaba. Abayi Rabba also be kind of Lahaba. Yes, I owe you the Declan Peros, but I only owe you the Declan Peros now. I don't owe you the Declan Peros yesterday. Likewise, though he owes you $1 million, he only owes me now. He doesn't owe me yesterday, and therefore, it can't fulfill the sign of the Kiddushin.
Two questions. Number one is, what do you mean when you say that within Rav Chisda comes to Mari Benet, it's a immediate maton? As much as it's an immediate maton to give him the deck, it's an immediate maton to give him the Peres for the last 2 years. In what way is the deck have more of a hudah on it when he says on a privileged faith? Or when he says,
right, I understand. You're saying what's Rav Chisda far in the first place, even according to Mari, even according to the Mari Benet. I guess the question is, you know, again, when it's Eidos, when it's Nemanos, Eidos is complete. Any kind of foolishly Eidos a fact, like the Rosh says, the Maisa happened, Eidos a fact. Anything foolish or fact is also a fact. I guess the Machlokes, Mariu Lei would say, the Machlokes, you know, Chisda Abai, is that when we say it's a Hischaibos, and it's a Hischaibos, you know, from now on, it's a Hischaibos from now on. It's not that it would be yesterday. Schaibus from now on, that's clear. For my reason, he would agree with Bishmol that it's only kind of Mahaba. Question is, even within a Schaibus,
you mean the Schaibus himself now on the previous day?
Correct. So the question is, what do you have in Schaibus? Is a Schaibus broad and consistent? Basically, like this. Machol Kabayim Rav versus Rav Chisda, whatever we relate is this, or Rav Chisda, would be this. Again, this all would be Rashba, not the other Rishon. When I say I'm mischayev from now on, am I mischayev from now on to everything that flows from my admission? I'm mischayev to the nafkamina of this sentence. Nafkamina of the sentence is Declan Peros. Or no, I'm only mischayev to what I'm thinking of now. Well, now I'm thinking of the Declan. Even though he said, Karotzeh, he's thinking of the Declan.
What? You're just assuming that?
Okay, let me say better. You're really attacking me here, in a good way. Everyone agrees that it's Mikano Wahaba, not Lamafre. Abai Rav would say, Mikano Wahaba, I am Mishayev to the Nafkaminas, whether they're Nafkaminas from until now or Nafkaminas from now on. And Rav Chisda would say, since I'm only Mishayev Mikano Wahaba, I'm only Mishayev on the Nafkaminas Mikano Wahaba. They're only mischayev. You're right. I take back my first statement. That someone's only mischayev on from now on. They're not mischayev that from now on they'll take care of what happened until then. Okay. That enough for me. An omdenah mischayev. And what I'm mischayev kind of my mischayev is kind of lahava to fix lamafreya. Or my mischayev kind of lahava only to fix kind of lahava, but to let lamafreya go. That's my focus.
The second question is: it sounds a little bit too much pesha osur in Gemara. According to this chat, it's very.
That's not a good time. Obviously, somebody's shown and read the words of this word and say it's very pesha asari, but you can read that. I don't know. You can read this words of the Gemara anyway.
But
the Rashbam says how he reads the words of the Gemara. You know? So you think.
It sounds like pesha asari.
Rashbam, what do you mean?
I mean, it sounds from the first three quarters of the Rashbam.
How does
it? Language.
But
Eiv
Da'amar and Hashda.
Who are you relying on? You're relying on him, but he was the one who said.
No, but he then clarifies the end. You're relying on him, being your matah. Not the kabbal. Okay.
Can I suggest something else?
Yes.
Since speaking Russian to Rahman and Tosfos, that if you make the assumption that Kol Harif is an exterior of Bezdin principle, I will still get involved in his presence at all and resolve the issue between themselves. So Rav Chisda is basically saying that even the Hodar leaves you in the realm of Kol Harif Bar, and what he gives him as what he's willing to give him, he gives him. What he's not willing to give him, he doesn't give. And Abai and Rava said that once he's molded, you leave the realm of Kol Harif Bar and go into the realm of the
right. But it's still a big finish because you're saying Hodar just leaves him Kol Harif Bar within the context of Kol Harif Bar. But I'll say that. But isn't there a dinner with about this? But what happened to the din of Hodas Baldin?
That's the
Chiddush. Okay, the
Chiddush
is that
once you're in the realm of Kol Harif
Bar, Gvar, you don't use the word rule of Hodas Baldin. Okay.
You need something more to get into.
Okay, could be. I'll just point out that this Chakira is a little bit lopsided because the Sos has a bomb kasha against the Mariban Leaf. Sos has a bomb kasha against the Mariban Leaf from Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph base. At least the Shita of Rava against the Abayi. Yeah, it's not a problem for a Chis. There's only Rava and Abayi even bothered to discuss it here. A Chis is not part of the conversation. Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph. But against the Mariban Leaf, who's working according to Masef and Halacha, he's a bomb kasha against the Mariban Leaf. Kala Omer lo Livisi, Kala Omer lo Parati, dummy. Not just in that statement, from the case. I say lo Livisi. Reuven says lo Livisi. Aiden come say Lova upara. He was Lova and Parea. So Gemara Paskins, Kala Omer lo Livisi, Kala Omer lo Parati, dummy. And therefore, he's Chayav. Because he's not believe lo Livisi, because Aiden say he borrowed. And the Aiden are not believe lo Parati, because he says he wasn't Parea. Basically, is an Avdas Balden that he wasn't Borea that overrides the Edom. All he said was Lovivisi. That's a big finish to say. He says Lovivisi. That's Avdas Balden that he wasn't Borea. That makes sense according to Nemanis. The idea of Nemanis is whatever you say to be against yourself, you're 100% Neman. He said Lovivisi. He obviously said Loparati. Anyone who told Lava couldn't have been Borea. And therefore, he has Nemanis come Edom. He wasn't Borea, whether he likes it or not. Right, and if Edom say something under cross examination that they didn't want to say, right? What's the guy named Filburn? That's his name, right? They cross examined and all of a sudden said, "Oh yeah, Netanyahu gave me a suitcase full of $100 bills." Then even though he didn't mean to say it, too bad, right? And Edom, whatever they say, they say. But if it's an eschaybus, I said lo lava, but I meant to like give you money and admit that I wasn't Korea. No, I meant to not give you money. It's very, very hard to say his chayvos if kala omer lo livisi ka omer lo parati dami. So that's where the Sos has a bomb raya. Says the Sos he has a strong raya which makes this chakira lemaisa. If you ask me how he passed in this chakira, I'd say he passed like the Sos because his raya is just very, very strong. And pretty much after the Sos. Almost together. The Ragged Sherman thinks the Rambam is like Mariban Leaf, not that he goes Mariban Leaf. But yeah, the Sos pretty much everyone passes like it. Sos is strong Raya. What's the strong Raya? Omer Lo Livisi equals Hodas Baldin Shalom Para, which means that obviously he's not trying to make a schaibus. He's not trying to give him anything to admit that he owes him anything. He's actually trying to deny anything. He's just stuck with his words, which makes a lot of sense. Bitzan Nemanis, you're stuck with your words. Whether you want to, whether you want to lose, doesn't matter. Your words are Neman. That is a bomb raya against the Mariban Leaf. Okay. If you say Rapista holds like Mariban Leaf, that's no problem. Okay, it's a bomb raya against Rapista, that's no problem. It's not Rapista in the Gemara. It's actually Rava in the Gemara there. It makes perfect sense. And Abaye in the Gemara there almost agrees and denies it, perhaps for a technical reason. So this makes perfect sense that Nicha Deravahu the Amar Kach. Right? It's actually very Nicha that it's Rava and Shavuos Daf Mem Aleph base. It's Nicha, that's Rava, who holds like the side of the Danish Irish. Chis holds whatever you leave side of the Takira. Yeah, well, Chis holds like very late side of the Chakira, but Rava is Lashitase. Okay, what's the Mariban Leaf going to have to say? I'm not sure what the. I haven't seen anyone. I looked at the footnotes, but Tos just quoted someone I never heard of who defends Mariban Leaf by saying he never really meant to say it. He never really said Shita. Okay. That's a little too see. I think one thing you could say is this is a big stretch. It never actually says in the Gemara that there's a Hodas Balden that he wasn't Perea. It never actually says in the Gemara. That's what everyone thinks the Gemara says, but he never actually said that in quite so many words. As a matter of fact, we had a whole sugya this board, sugya toin b'chozer toin. That maybe you could say it is considered a Hodas Balden, maybe you could say it's not a Hodas Balden, Someone made an argument late with saying that this is a real defense. It says that it's not a Hodas Balden. Really, it's not a Hodas Balden. If it's not a Hodas Balden, then why doesn't he win? Because he has Adam that he was Perea. So I don't think you can say, because Hosea Kaplan has no right to make new Taina. He doesn't even need to make new Taina. To Adam, he is Perea. I think you have to make it Okempta, which, you know, you could make this Okempta, but it's a radical sheet that anyone I found making that Okempta maybe makes it for a different reason. But you can make an Okempta, you could just say that that M Tan Shapara Hayanamon and make an Okempta. The Okempta is a dying towing lowly VC. I mean, you can say once the case in Shuas, he doesn't say I paid back. If he said I paid back, he'd say, look, I was never remote, but I didn't pay back. I just said lowly VC. He would say he would win. You have to say the case there is when he still says lowly VC. And what's the finish? The finish is don't think he means Parati. He doesn't mean Parati, he means Lola BC. And then Taka, there's no one does follow him if he wasn't Perea. You know why he loses? Because he says, I don't want to win because of Piron. I don't want to win because of Piron. I insist on timing there was no loan. And I don't want to time there's no Piron. And maybe that's why, okay, if he doesn't want to time that there was a Piron, he only wants to time a little BC. It's not like Bimbo does found it. It's just, but it's still going to be. It's just that he refuses to accept the edim of Firon. Now he didn't just follow it. And then now he's stuck with him just followed it. He still refuses to say he was Moria. Okay, or the other option is just not a defense, but a concession that the maybe the Marie Belay would say that no, it's not a hischaivos. Midas, this is not what Bar Yehuda sounds like, but it's just an automatic hischaivus to his words. Meaning, you modify the Bar Yehuda. He never meant that I want to give you a present. No, I'm not that I want to give you a present. He just meant that whatever I say, I'm automatically mischaiv mikano lahava to whatever I said. It's a xeris hakasa, not a xeris kapelon. It's a xeris hakasa mischaivos. That would sound like the lashon. Anyway, the Ma'ariv ben Leib, he's in a very weak position because the Ksos of Ba'al Kasha, Lamites, and 99% of Achronim, everyone but the Rabbi Tzarver, thinks the Ksos is right, Ma'ariv ben Leib is wrong, or the Ma'ariv ben Leib never even said it. However, the Ma'ariv ben Leib, if you wanted to defend him, didn't talk to God, we get Rachista doesn't defend him because it's only Rava and Akavara. Okay, Rabban's good. Rabban would just say, I've never written that Gemara. And Taka, I didn't. It was my opponent. It was Rabban talking there. And it was Abayi who was talking to him in that Gemara. And they never even included me in the conversation because they knew that it wasn't shy for me. But in Mari Ben Leib, it was La'alacha, it's a bomb kasha from that. So either you have to take a docha, that's not the Gemara that's followed it. But it's very docha. It's just that he's refusing to admit that he paid it to win that way. And he keeps insisting that he didn't borrow. Or say the Ma'ariv ben Leib really meant almost the same as Bixos. He didn't mean I want to give you money. He meant the Xeris across the Mishaivos. And then the only subtle difference in the Ma'ariv ben Leib and Bixos is the Beis Shmuel Makokas Vachok. Okay, that's the Hakira. I'll point out, though, that the Bnei Yoshua has a great way of, he didn't say this is what he's trying to do. The Bnei Yoshua didn't have a copy of Bixos. But he has a great way of negotiating between the Ma'ariv ben Leib and Bixos. Says the Bnei Yoshua, he didn't say exactly these words, but he actually says there's three dinim and odas balden. Says the Bnei Yoshua, there's three dinim and odas balden. One dinim and odas balden is b'vested, and one dinim and odas balden is b'fnei eden. Says the Bnei Yoshua, those are two totally different dinim. When I'm moved in b'vested, that is kihuzeh, that's nemonis. Right? Let's just put the straight dinim of the Bnei Yoshua on the board.
Is Lawrence Shulis was Rava speaking?
Rava, yeah.
So then why is that even a shayla according to the Ma'ariv and
Leib? Ah, because the Ma'ariv and Leib say it la'halacha, and we pass it like Rava la'halacha. That's a shayla la'halacha. So we pass it like Rava there.
And over here.
And over here, he could maybe squeeze Rava into himself. But just saying, no, I meant the broader types.
Okay, fine.
And he says the Pnei Yeshua that Hodah B'Bezdin is the Manos, but Hodah B'Fnei Edim, meaning outside of Bezdin, that's actually just a Matanas Hayos. When I go in front of Tudor, he says, Atem Edai, that I'm Modeh, that I owe Mark 1,000 shekel, that's just giving him a gift. I'm just saying, whether I really owe him or not, I want to owe him from now on. When I go into Bez Din and say, yeah, Taka, I owe him 1,000 shekel, that's different. That's a judicial proceeding, that's a type of super egos, that's the Asian dummy literally. He gets that from, he says, the Makar in Chumash of Kiyuzeh. Yeah, the Gemara never says the Makar does follow them, but a protocol from Rashi is only in Bez Din. Adha El Kiyo Votar Shnehem. How do we know it works outside of Bez Din? Says, because one is a Xeris Pasa, one is a Svara. Outside Bezin is a Svara of a Matana, a Svaros. Inside Bezin is a Xeris Pasa of, okay, in which case, there'd be no Kasha from Shvuas on the Mari Belay, say the Mari Belay made outside of Bezin, or Shvuas from an inside of Bezin. He's not trying to defend a Mari Belay, but that would work out according to the Yeshua. Okay, so now we have a Hakira, but really, you know, if you want to know the Risho, who's the best Makor for this Hakira, it's clearly the Rashbam here. To the Rashbam here is the only place in Shas where you have a very clear mukar on the page. The only place on the page of the Shas where you have a mukar for the Ma'ariv and Leib is the Rashbam here, which Rav Chisda can only be explained the Ma'ariv and Leib. Okay.
Maybe Rav Chisda holds that this is a Sug Hodah, which is the no contest, and it's not because of Hodas Baldim.
Yes, but that's true. That's what Tosfos said by taking out the words Karov Tvei. He said only like in Karov Tvei. What makes this is the Kasha is saying. What makes this a new type of the book?
Even if you say Karov Tvei, it doesn't force the Rashbam. The Rashbam kids say, just leave me alone. Don't bother me. Say what you want.
Then that's true of every Hodas Baldin.
No.
What physically makes this different from every Hodas Baldin according to the Rashbam?
He's just trying not to, you know, not to be bothered.
But that's true. All of those Baldins, he's trying not to be bothered. I go to you in court and you say, yeah, you're right, fine. Exactly. So I hear what you're saying. I just say, that's my Tosel. So Tosel, well, I'm going to say this is not a regular Dos Baldin. He was forced to have a radical Girsa because no one had the Girsa of Odile Stein. The Girsa of everyone having either Odile or Iziadim and either Karav or Karav Tvei. Tosos knows that Haki Garcina, below Garis, that he's going out on a limb. But that's the pressure Tosos feels, because Tosos says this Mari Ben Leib is ridiculous. And therefore, the only way to get this to be a Matana is to make it not a Hodas Baldin at all. And the Rashbam is very radical here.
Maybe just the situation says that nobody's willing to go to a long trial over a tree.
I mean, you don't push it Greeks enough. You probably are a city dweller, and you grew up in an urban area, and you don't appreciate a deco. Okay, I'm questioning your Zionist credentials now, right? Rev Cook would say that you still have too much gullus in you because you don't appreciate the godless of a deco, even though their deco was in Bummel. All right, so we'll leave that to Sarhim. Let's read on in Tosfos. Let's go a little further in Tosfos, says Tosfos. And so Tosfos doesn't love this pshat. They just think it's dachi to make Odi not a hotel no matter what you do. Tosfos is second pshat. And this basically, all the Rishonim seem to not like this for this reason, which we'll see there might be some sort of solution to. But let's see what Tosfos goes on to say. Second shot. The aim of Farish. Okay, Tosfos already starts prejudicially. The aim of Farish. The Garcina de Ukar of Tvei, by Yatoing de Loachal Peros, or of Edim Shahal, the Hadagamar Eukamar and Akrudin of Tvei, Perish Mekara, Hoel, Behold, the chain hashanami hem by the amrshlo achlam migushlo yavode. It's really the migum of eden kibesach. Okay, this is actually a nice pshat. Meaning, why is this pshat attractive? Because it's mamish the same amaroi.
That is tosos. Tosos favor shemi, which he also doesn't like. Odilei, the ihum karum fe.
And what is Rav Chisda saying? Rav Chisda saying that, and you have to add an okimta. What's the okimta?
There were eidim. Let's add an okimta. Yesh eidim she'achal peros.
There are eidim who saw him eat the peros for the last year, however long they've been fighting over in this.
So what did Rav Chisda say? Neman lomar. Shalom, achal peros, migu, yacholomar, ana karif trei.
He could have continued saying, I'm the closest relative, and not remotely the closest relative. Migu could have said, I'm the relative. He's neman to say that he didn't eat peros, and therefore he doesn't have to pay. And what did my brother say? That,
lo amrinan migu.
And what's the attractiveness of this pshat? That if you flip to Amud Beis, the exact same thing we had in the Flamin Aleph, just new names. Rav Chisda Malal Lushaker, by Rav Halos Filo Had Rav Chisda Malal Lushaker, Makom Eidim Lo Aminan. Rav Chisda says Migo, and Abai says Migo Makom Eidim Lo Aminan. So just Lushitasa on Amud Beis, right?
They're arguing about migu b'makom eidim l'shitasam l'kaman
in the very next line of the Gemara. Meaning this Gemara is the same as the next Gemara. They're arguing about migu b'makom eidim. Okay, why does Tosos and a lot of Rishonim not like this? Because on one hand, it's attractive to say they're l'shitasam. On the other hand, they're arguing about the same thing twice in a row, and they don't use the same words. That's a little suspicious. Right, that's what Tosa says. The imkain have a lemeir ha'iu amar lo achalti. First of all, they should have pointed out he said lo achalti. But the imkain have a lo suke nami. This is the reason why most Rishonim rejects this. Hacha b'hai lishik masmuk zamuk b'hai lo siu le'adur chizam alo shak ma'in lo amrinan. Okay, because then they should have used the word b'gamak ma'in lo amrinan. Meaning they use the words five lines later. Why don't they use the words now? So, okay, Tosfos, he knows this is a possibility, and he doesn't think it's logically perfect. Logically, it's perfectly fine. Meaning, what could be bad? But logically, there's no flaws in this chat. He just thinks it doesn't fit the Lashon. So well. Okay, while we're on the Gersa of Odi, I'll just point out the Rashba. He says, here's the Gersus Rashba. He called it Gersus Rash, meaning Gersus Rashba. He wants to have a different pshat in Odi. Sure, there's the Ramban also suggests another pshat in either way. Maybe we'll come back to that. Let's go to the Rash for now. Okay, what's the other Gersa? The other Gersa is the Rash, right? The Rach is the main, which is I see Eidim. Right, says the Rach, he brought Eidim. Tosos quotes the Rach, and the Rashban quotes the Rach. The only difference is the Rashban says, Yeshvarm Kosmahem Vegam Rach Pirish Kane. Velona he really, he doesn't like it. And Tosos says, the Gersus Rach Nero Lari Iker. He does like it. Okay, so the Rach and the Re agrees with the Rach. Now, the Rabbeinu Chananel doesn't say a ton, but let's see. And the Baal Mor likes this Gersa. Derech. The low gross of icy side of the Ukrive, the low gross curved fate. Shlohayim Eidin Shrav Eidi Krovo Habat Fame Hau Gavra El Eidin Shrav Eidi Krovo Haya. Hau Gavra Loyim Akirim Haya Krovo Ulav Loyim Shom Eidi Korva. Okay, Vafilu Gars Fame, Unseen Forest Fame Kolosam, etc. So what we hear is that I see Eidin just Karov, right? Not Karov Fame, but just Karov, right? That's the response also. There are no Eidim that Rav Eidi Bar Korov Tvei, just that he was a Karov. So why does he win? Because he has Eidim, he's a Karov. The Hal Gabra doesn't have any Eidim at all. That's called Eid Safik. That's not considered even Safik, meaning you might have thought it's an even Safik. You could prove you're a Karov. I can't prove anything. But I claim I'm a Karov Tvei. Maybe it's 50-50. No, that's Yivam Safalam. Yes, Eid Safik is a Badai. If you're a Badai Karov and I'm a Safik Karov, you win 100%. Okay, so I say Eidim Tkarov, and the Tosos says, Ed adds Tosos. Oh, Karov Tfei, Lavdavka. What do you mean, Lavdavka? He says, even if you're the Gears of Karov Tfei, you can make it into Karov. Karov Tfei means not more than the Hamgavra, more than the other strangers in the world. Okay, meaning, Tosos saying, even if you're the Gears of Karov Tfei, you could say it really means Karov. Okay, that's a technicality. And what is the issue? The issue is this Gavra still tainas that he's Karov Tvei. This Gavra still tainas that he's Karov Tvei. And he has a Migu. What's the Migu? He could have. Legabe the Dekel, he lost. Ain't something that he's Vajai. But Legabe the Peiros of the last 3 years, he has a Migu. He could have said, well, Chalti, because we have no Eidim, right? What's the assumption? No Eidim. Ain Eidim. Sha'achal Pelos. So, what did the Chisda say? Legabe Peros. Bilvad. Only Legabe the Peros. Neman Lomar. Shahu Karov Fei. Ranks you could be Karov Fei. Migu. The Iboy Omar Loachalti. Through a Migu of Loachalti, he could say, I'm Karov Fei. That's like now for the Dekel. What does the Dekel have to do with Loachalti? He has no Migu. But the Dekel, he has no Migu, so he loses. But for the Peros of Afreya, he's a Migu, so he wins. And what do Abai and Rava say back? Okay. Abai and Rava say back that no, came into Odi Odi. We're consistent about this, right? What's the Lashon of Tosos? Came into Achal Peros for Odi Chayv L'Shalom with Mehemet v'Migo Holva Karka Yotin Davzer Medin v'Karka Lecha Migo.
Kevan de'ein lo Migo Megabe Hadekel, that's the Karka. Eino,
since he has no Migo for the Dekel, basically the Migo doesn't work.
Lo mahani migo, lo peros.
We're pissed that thinks you can have a half migo. He said I'm Karov Tvei. The answer is we believe you're Karov Tvei for peros, but not for dekel. For the dekel, you're not Karov Tvei because you don't have amigo. For the peros, you're afraid you are Karov Tvei because you have amigo. And a Abai Rambam would say, give me a second, would say, no, no, once you lose the karka, you lose the peros.
That basically pulls us back into the subject of what are the rules of migo.
And this, what's the machlokas here? This is the machlokas. L'chora. L'chora, this is the machlokas about the din of migo. Now, this is going to be much, much bigger in the next sugya. This whole sugya will blow up. But what does this sound like? What sugya does this sound like? Which will really blow up in the next sugya and become much, much more complex. And Rav Elchanan points this out. I didn't put it in the brackets. Maybe I should have. Rav Elchanan, in two places, points out that this has to do with his Migo Lamdas, both right here in the Kovach Shiur, on our daf, and also in the famous Migo Sugya. Okay, so we read that Rav Elchanan once, in the famous Migo Simon, I mean, Chelik Beis and Gimel. He points out, he says, this might be in our Sugya. After all, he says, does it make sense to say, through Migo, we believe you're a closer relative Legabe Peros, but we don't believe you're a closer relative Legabe the Dekel. Does that make sense? That we'll believe you for the Peros, but not for the Dekel?
We do that the whole time.
What?
We do that the whole time.
We do?
Create Dinamage or not.
necessarily congruent with each other?
In Vigo? Not necessarily. Right. No, remember the Machlokas that we brought down, right? If I say that if I taina that I have kids, apart from my wife from Chalitza, Migo I couldn't divorce her. So I only believe I have kids that she can marry Israel. So I couldn't divorce her, I Migo. Or my even believe that I have kids that she can marry Cohen. Right? Meaning, do you split it? Right? This is controversial over it. I don't think there's any clear sugya in Shas that's very clear one way or the other. That's not enough flows through Shas. So, says Rabbi Chanan, he said, this really depends on how you conceptualize Migo. This goes back to our Migo Chakira. What does he say here? Barach, Patrolei, B'Migo, etc. The name of the Migo B'Tam Anansadi Shomer Emes, Malu Vishakar, Tich, Eich, Eshel, Chalik, B'Nakarkala, Peros. The Yimon of Shachin, Yesh, Lalo, Chachin, Shadato, Emes, in King Gavakarkar, Shalom. Okay, B'Chein, Kasha, etc. In the forest, the time of the Migo, and then Manus, I really should put this on the course. Shaper Shach, Pogin, and Manus, what we called up the Migo. We always say Pogin, meaning Pogin and Dibura is not such a big finish in the rules of Manus. Right? That's not so crazy, Pogin and Dibura. Just never had enough Migo. Okay, so basically, says Rabbi Chanan, he says one side. He says Rabbi Chisda. He doesn't go to continue. Says Rabbi Chanan, this might tie in to the lomdus of Migo. If you say,
Shem Koach, Anemonus is what he says, even though he should now use Koach Atain.
If you say it's a formal Koach, then you could say, yeah. My Migo works halfway, not the other halfway. Why? All of the Shafi of Pogin and Amonis. That's not such a crazy thing, right? That's Rava in Sanhedrin, Daf Yud. If I say Ploni Rivani Lertzomi, I'm Naman that Ploni's guilty, and I'm not Naman that I'm guilty. I'm not Naman that I'm puzzled, but I'm Naman that Ploni's puzzled. That's not so crazy, right? Or case, right, whatever I say. I come into Besdin and say, right, that Abe lent me 1,000 shekel a month ago with Rivas. Okay, so I'm not Naman that I borrowed a Rivas, because that would possibly lead us, not Phil Kosh Leidus, but I'm Naman that Abe lent me for Rivas, and he's possibly lead us, and therefore, whatever litigant wins by possibly your testimony. Okay, this is my Smachoyom and Shas, that you can do Palgina Nemonis. If the formal Nemonis, then we can do Palgina. So you believe half your statement, not the other half of your statement. Or believe rather half the implications. We don't believe half the statement. He says I'm Karatfe. We believe half the implications of being Karatfe, but not the other half the implications of being Karatfe. Okay, it's actually not exactly how the stories I mentioned. That's a whole Rebbe Kiva Abraham Schneis that teases apart the issue of believing half of the statement versus believing half the implication. We're not getting to that. But what does he say? But if you said it's an anansadi that you're telling the truth, then either we believe you're telling the truth. Or we don't believe you're telling the truth. If you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth all the way. If you're not telling the truth, you're not telling the truth all the way. And therefore, he says, if it is what he calls an anansadi, basically, it could be that Rav Chisda and Abaye and Rava might be arguing about this Hakira in Migo. Rav Chisda thinks that Koch and Emanus, so therefore, you can believe half the implications without the other half the implications. And Abaye and Rava think, no, it's not a Koch and Emanus. It is a psychological observation that you must be telling the truth. And therefore, if you're telling the truth, you're telling the truth all the way. If we don't know you're telling the truth, then we don't know if you're telling the truth at all. We can't believe you're telling the truth for the Peros and not for the Dekel. And therefore, Lomaisa, we can't accept this Anansadi at all. That's Migo Katitaina Lor. Rina is a phrase that we'll see next week in Eretz Hashem. So it could be that this is good for the Machlokas, according to Rabbi Hanano, according to Rabbi Hanano, the way that Tosfos says it over, right? let's say Alpi, because really Tosfos seems to have the best shot of Rabbi Hanano. Alpi the Reen. He seems to be, just work. We don't have Rabbi Hanano's original Lashon, although it seems like Rashbam is quoting it. I looked in Rav Chanan. I don't think we have his original. We don't have Sadyam Rav Chanan. We have the excerpt from Rav Chanan. I think that were taken from the Sefer Haner, which is a proto-Shizu Mugubeses. So I don't think we have his Lashon right here. But I guess some of the Rav puts his Lashon. His Lashon, he doesn't explain himself terribly much. But the way that we explain the Rav Chanan, maybe they're arguing about Rav Chanan's right here in Vigo, which case we pass it like the other side.
Isn't that unfortunate that we're questioning not like the Sadat that Rav Chanan first from him?
The truth is, it's funny. Rav Chanan in both places only focuses on Rav Chisda and doesn't go to a Bayi Brava. So I guess I'll say, you know, what are Rav Chanan thinking? I mean, he said this first part, which is, it's a proof for the Tzadik Kol Kanei Manas. He then doesn't say, and what are Bayi Brava? What about Bayi Brava saying? It could be that, now there are many ways to explain what are Bayi Brava. That's what I said. This is only the Rav Chanan's gear, so the way the Re seems to develop. And even here, the Re doesn't say a lot. It just sounds like this is what he is trying to say. There are other ways of reading Ravina Chanan's Girsa. So I don't know. He doesn't go through Rabbi Rav. Could he say even Tzadkoch and Emunas, you're not allowed to split it this much? Maybe he thinks even when it comes to Emunas, there are limits to Falgina and Emunas. That's a fascinating question, because after all, you know, this doesn't seem to be so inconsistent. So the answer is, I'm not sure. He himself only says the first half of what I said over here. He himself doesn't say what Rabbi Rava think. Maybe he read the Re differently, because the Re didn't say anything too explicit. I think that's what the Re meant. Maybe somehow he read this sugya differently. Maybe he thinks that even Yitzhak Ne'emanus, you can't do it by him in Emanus. So I'd say it could be that Rabbi Chanan, who only focuses on the Rechitza side, he never even gets to Rabbi Rava.
That's more interesting.
Yes, but nonetheless, he's still an intellectually honest person.
No, it's conceptually more interesting.
Correct. Correct. So the answer is, I'm not sure. After all, if you take the Malamor, all of a sudden you see a Bayi Rava fundamentally would accept this Nico except for a sign. Now, I don't want to say he's only relying on the Malamor.
Isn't it a bit strange that he's solving moves every day, but it's Susa and me? What is it, Susa? It's just a method of cutting me in. Yeah. It's not a determinant of the end, is it?
No. Over here, we have nothing to do with Ain Sovereigns by the being so certain. The Migo, according to Rav Chanan, he's claiming that, meaning his Migo, no, his Migo would be Ain Sovereigns by the day if it was a good Migo.
The reason why it's a bad Migo.
By the land, he doesn't have a Migo at all. No, the land, he has no Migo at all.
But the reason why he's losing the land is because Ain Sovereigns by the day.
And he's not
a Susa. If
you lose the land, saying something to be bad, like, therefore you can't do
In some sense, Nevada is not a root on the bad dogs. It's not like we've got.
But it doesn't matter. If you're looking at psychologically, we don't care how careful Ain Sovereign Wilson Bivada is. The point is, what are you going to say in Migo? Believe him that he's Karotve. Believe him he's Karotve. He must be Karotve. Because if he's a liar, he would have just said that he didn't eat the papers.
How can we believe his code? Say he loses the land. But he only loses the land at Ulsa Sophic of Ain Sovereigns by the day, which is not a chroma.
I'll say a little better. Now, here I'm committing myself in something that will come up for the next one. Yeah. What do you mean if he were the liar, he would have said he didn't need payros? The payros for the last 2 years are worth, 300 shekel. The deco's worth 3,000 shekel. So, if he was all to believe him that he gets 3,000 shekel, because if he was a liar, he would have said, Lohakati, and gotten only 300. That's not true. Why would a liar, if I keep only 300, a liar would want to go 3,000 shekel? It could be just, Milachatzila, there's no reason to believe him if you look at it as an outsider. You know what I'm saying? It's not that you can't believe him halfway. It's that you don't have a basis for believing him at all. Okay, then next. Okay, let's go back here a little quick. One second. Where's Chaim? We got to come back from Chutzlaritz. Who's going to take our pictures? If there's anyone who doesn't have an excuse that it's like 3 in the morning, it's Chaim, because that's his normal working hour. So I don't know why he's not on Zoom. Okay, Tzarech Iyun.
Rav Asaf, a Palgin and Dibura connected to here?
What?
Palgin and Dibura.
Basically, according to the Rav Chesed, it is some sort of Palgin and Dibura. Again, Rav Chaim used the word Palgin and Emunah as opposed to Palgin and Dibura just because he knows this. Rav Chaim Eger says, sometimes we accept half your words without the other half your words. Sometimes we accept all your words, but for half the implications. But this is a kind of Palgin and Dibura according to Rav Chisda. And Abayin Rava deny it. Why? Because Rav Chisda is the formal co-op, so you can be Palik. And Abayin Rava might say, which is not how Rav Chaim concluded, but how I'm concluding, that no, it's a matter of a psychological proof. And if you know, here there's no psychological proof that he's a truth teller, because maybe he's a liar who wanted a deca and didn't only want the papers. Okay, let us go to the Balamor though. The Balamor starts with the Rach, but takes it in a completely different direction. By the way, if one wanted to be very, very thorough, you would then go for each of these pshat and say, and why did every other Rishon not say this pshat? And the odds are you wouldn't say because they didn't have the girsa, because almost everyone knew they were different yourselves looking around. Okay, I don't know if we're really going to do that, but for the respond, they would say this pshat because they just thought his pshat and Rav Chisda was ridiculous. Even Rav Chisda wouldn't hold such a radical Maribit lane. For Tosos, it's just that that's a real change in the girsa, and no one would go that far. Or Tosos also the kashas were here. The reason why no one liked it is because then it should have used similar lashon to the next sugya. Interestingly, why about this re-Rabbi Yochanan? Why did other people not like this girsa? Interestingly, it could be that other people didn't like this girsa or this pshat because they thought that this is not about focusing on Chisda by Rava. They were so passionate as Hakira, they thought all Amorim held one way or all Amorim held the other way. As a matter of fact, the Balamor will see, say all Amorim hold the Chisda way, because what did the Balamor say? Baal Hamor, what does Balamor say? He's also Al Pi Derech Rabbeinu Hanano. What about his girsa is Aisi Sade the Karote. And Rav Chisda, he said the same exact thing. Ligabe Peros, Neman, we have this Balamor and Mochamos in the Sugya of Darbi Chagot. Of the Gabe Peros, Neman Lomar, Shehu Karov Tfe. Oh, someone should tell me this. Shehu Karov Tfe, Migu, the Ibai Omar Lochalti. Right? Meaning he's perfectly comfortable splitting the implications. He's perfectly comfortable for a common side of the preferred side of the here. Koch and Amanas, we believe with Amigo. He's a closer relative for payroll purposes, but he's not a closer relative for deco purposes. So what does Abayi Rava say? See, it's a new pshat of Abayi Rava, and this is his pshat in Darbi Chadyola. Right? This is Beis's old pshat in Darbi Chadyola. What does Abayi Rava say? They say that, just like he says, you're not named with amigo, according to most Rishonim. Kind of closest. You're not now with a migo to say, migo, I could have said I bought it. Believe me that barbe hamocher chadiyoha. Why? According to him. Because if you really lived there one day, it'd be easy to find Adam. If it's easy to find Adam and you don't have Adam, that's a counter pressure, a counterproof. A counterproof defeats a migo. Migo versus argument from absence of Adam, the migo loses. Amigo doesn't work. When you should find Adam as suspicious you can. Karov's fed. Who's related to who? It's not like, did I borrow money? Did Ruin lend money to Shimon? Did Levi's ox gore Yehuda's ox? Did Yisachar pay back to this woman? Okay, how are you supposed to find Adam for that? But who's related to who? Eventually you should find Adam. The family is things that people know for decades. Eventually you should find Adam. It's very suspicious that this how Gavra says he's covered with fame can't find Adam. Or Adam or Arvin found Adam. Now, it could be he just had bad luck. But the suspiciousness of not being able to find Eidim ruins the Mito. Migu doesn't work for Makom that you should have found Eidim and couldn't. And that's what he thinks of the why Migu doesn't work for Darbe Chadiyom. You can't say, believe it's a Migu that the guy who sold to me lived there one day, because then why aren't there Eidim? Okay, and that's what the Machomas disagrees with. Then they have Mishmeres Machlokas, we mentioned, so you Darbe Chadiyom, what's easy to find and what isn't. He says, Migu doesn't work in a case where you should be able to find Eidim and you didn't. Migu works to prove I paid back a loan. How am I supposed to find Eidim for that? But that I'm someone's nephew? Come on, how can I not find Eidim that I'm this guy's nephew? Someone's got to know. There's got to be someone in the world who knows about his nephew. If I can't find Eidim, that's evidence from silence. That evidence from silence is enough to counterbalance an ego. Okay, that's the Balmor's shot here, and then the Milchamos goes to town against him, and right here, and he says, no, all your things are wrong. It's actually hard to find Eidim that someone lived there for one day, and it's easy to find Eidim someone there for 3 years, and all the different examples that he goes through. And now he says, you know what? We have many sugyas in Shas where Migo works to prove who's related to who and who's in the family. Oh, why didn't you say Migo never works for family relations? Find Eidim. Okay, so obviously we see that it's not so posh.
Should be able to find it. I'm just thinking somebody that my wife's family, they think they're probably cousins, but the records they don't have, it's the next generation, so no one really can link it.
Okay.
There's no anus to relative. They think they're from the same area, they think they're relatives.
Okay, I guess it's tricky. I mean that's what the Milchamos says, right? That's exactly what the Milchamos says. The guy who says, I have kids, the pastor's wife from Yibo with a Migu could divorce. So we just mentioned that. Why not say the Migu doesn't work? Because there should be Eidim if he had kids. And he brings many other such examples. Okay, he denied this follower. So what seems to be the Machlokas here? I'm not sure what the Machlokas here is. Either they're arguing about, maybe they're arguing about the din of Migu versus lack of Eidim. You could also say they're just arguing Tzias, whether it should be easier or hard to find Eidim. Okay, it's interesting. On one hand, you have a Migu. On the other hand, there's a suspicious lack of Eidim. Which wins? So maybe that's what they're arguing about. That is the Balmor.
But this thing's a Migu beats Eidim. So meaning it's not a real issue possible on that moment, but it's the same.
Well, correct. Pista, the story, he might or may not hold the Migu beats Eidim, because the Migu makes us reinterpret your words. But in any case, yes, fair enough. Meaning when the Ramban brings down the shot that Pista was telling, he said not that Migu beats Eidim, that Migu makes us reinterpret your words. But clearly, he views Migu as stronger. Correct. Very good. So good that Shita say that Migu is stronger. Okay, what does the Milchamos say? Which is the first shot that Ramban brings in his Kedushim, he ends up with many shots in. The Milchamos says that. That what's the real pshat? He says that writes the right girsa. Eidim shukaru tfei. Eidim shukaru tfei. Right. Where is the? Says the. Loger seemed to be karif tvet fei the imkain. It should have said malin v'shaker b'mokom eidim. What do we mean here? Let's just. By the way, this is going to be very similar to Shabbat Tosos. Let's say what the Milchamos says, which also the first Shabbat in the Ramban and many other Rishonim. He says what the Gersa, Isi Sade, he has eidim that he was karif tvet. I just thought he was Karotfei. And What's the case? There are no Edom of Achilas Peiros. Ein Edos on Achilas Peiros. Here, Rav Chanan would be happy here, I think. What does Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda says that he's Neman Legabi Peiros. Oh, one second. Shehu, he's Neman Legabi Peiros. Shukarot Fe. Migu the Motzi Lameimar Loachalti. Ah, Legabi Peiros, he's Neman, say that he's Karot Fe. He admits he ate the Peiros. The guy made Peiros, he's Neman, he's Karot Fe, and here everyone has no problem being half Neman, right? Rav Chanan will be happy here. And Rav Chanan had many, many others. He shut him on his side. Maybe he's not so worried about the reason. And what does the what is Rabbi Rav say back? They say back, Migu Lo Mahani B'Makom Eden. Basically, the Rav Chisda believes the Eden, the Migu against the Eden. Migu is called failing in Peiros. He could have said Lochalti, and Rabbi Rav don't believe. Meaning the Machlokas is very, very similar. Just an opposite migo. Here, there's Edom on the Achilas Peiros, and he admitted Karot Fe. So, migo against the Edom on Peiros, because he's not admitting Karot Fe. Here, there's Edom on the Karot Fe, no Edom on the Peiros. Believe in migo that he's against the Edom on Karot Fe, so he could have said, Lo Achalti. The Ramban here just pipes up a little bit. He says, oh, so why don't they use the Lashon Migo on the Edom? He says, you know what? Maybe I can give you an answer why they don't. And the truth is, this answer could work for both ways, right? Basically, it is, they're arguing about Migu B'Makom Eden. It is really the Shitasa Makaman, right? Not coincidence. Bless you. Why doesn't it use the same Lashon? So Ramban suggests it doesn't use the same lashon because there it's a migo, here it's a pesha asar ruach pesha yitter. There it's a migo, here it's a pesha asar pesha yitter. After all, he did not say anything. What if he had said nothing? He never said he ate peiros. If he never said he ate peiros, there'd be no court case whatsoever. So therefore, maybe a pesha asar is better. So says the Ramban, I think you could have said here also. You didn't have to admit that it was karot fe, right? But it's also pesha asar. What did the Ramban add? Add the Ramban that maybe it's not the same Lashon as Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. It's also a little bit of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, but you know what I mean? Because it's a Pesha Asar here. Maybe since here it's a Pesha Asar and there it's a Migo, so they use different Lashons. Okay. It doesn't seem to be they're arguing about the relation between Pesha Asar and Migo, which would be attractive because they horror the Shitasa. The point is, it's a different Lashon because one could have the Mechalik being Pesha Asar and Migo. This goes back to Harkir. Is Pesha Asar the exact same thing as Migo or not? Since they're in Bible, here it's a Pesha Asar, there it's a Migo, so the Lashon of the Sugya is different. Okay, that doesn't necessarily prove it's all different Lundish concept or just use different language about it. It does, you know. If I had to pick, you know, I would say a very weak deal. Atoso says, oh, isn't this the same as the Sugya later on? Things Pesha Asar and Migo are the same. The Ramban says, oh no, it has different wording here. It says Pesha Asar. Things Pesha Asar and Migo are different principles. But I admit that's not a strong deal because they're more arguing about what the Lashon you should use, not what substantive facts you should pass it. Okay, but it might tie into the again, this is a very classic Cheskas Vatim. Instead of, you know, having a sugya that you just analyze one sugya, you actually have one story in the Gemara, which is eight different sugyas, depending on what actually happened in the story, and then ties into eight different sugyas. But that's what happens, and there are eight different possible stories here. Okay, so again, it could be that if you want to make a diuk, that the Tosos would say Pesha Asar Migra are the same thing. No excuse for different language. The Ramban would say, no, they're subtly different things, or maybe even not so subtly different things. And that's why they have different language, even though it would be an amazing coincidence they worked out the Shitasa. Maybe it's not, right? Maybe he would say it's not the Shitasa, it's just coincidence. But it would be an amazing coincidence. Okay, the Ramban continues and gives some other pshatim. He says the Ramban here, he said this for all the pshatim. Said the Ramban in his second Perush, he said, for all of your souls. For both your souls. What does he say? He says that there are no Eidim Akhila. Ein Eidos al Achilas Peros. But of course, he was Moga on Achilas Peros. There's no Eidim on Achilas Peros, but he was Moga. And he says this is true for all your souls. What's the machlokas? Says Rav Chisda. Afal pi shet omar lechatchila shet achal peros eino hoda ela chizok tainas panoso shehu karufei. What's the occasion? He said, originally he said, I've been eating this dekel for a long time. He said, I've been eating this dekel for a long time. And I'm carved faith. And after all, I'll prove to you I'm carved faith. I've been eating it for 6 months. Okay. Then later on, either he was molded, or there were Aiden, that would be Rabban was carved. Says Rav Chisda, no, you can't convict him based on his admission he was Ochel Peros. He only said he was Ochel Peros in order to throw in a side point to bolster his taina that he was Karot Fei. That wasn't a whole duh. That was just throwing in lots of random tainas. What does he say? No, it's not really Oda. What are Abayim Rava saying? Abayim Rava says that it's considered a real Oda. It's considered a real Oda. This is actually interesting. This goes back to the question we had, so you're talking about the Toei, and that we just, ties in, maybe some of our early discussions. Let's give it a second. Is everything I say Hodas Baal then, or only something I say with legal significance, right? Or what? When is something Hodas Baal then? When is it not Hodas Baal then? The Ramban says in a particular way, says the Ramban, consider real Hodah because he didn't need to say it. Okay, basically, Rabbi and brothers say it's a Hodah's Baal Din of the Eight. We know as a fact that. Revi Barton's Korah's faith, whether through Adem, and no one's discussing Migos here. Okay, why is no one discussing Migos? It might depend on your Girsa. And he admitted that he ate. Is that a Hodas Balder or is that just a throwaway line? Basically, Rav said, that's a throwaway line. He didn't really mean to admit that he ate. He was just trying to convince us that he's the owner. But he didn't really mean to be Moda. The Bible says, what do you mean? He really meant to be molded. He said something. He said that he ate. He really meant it. Did he mean it seriously or did he not mean it seriously? That's really the question, right? Did he mean it seriously or not? Here he says he meant it seriously and therefore it's a hodah. Here he says, or Chisda says, that he didn't mean it seriously and it is not a hodah. Chisda has That's the way the Ramban said. He could have said they argue whether something you just throw in and you don't necessarily mean so seriously is what does follow. That's what the Ramban said. Everyone agrees that if you didn't really mean it seriously, it's not what does follow. The question is, did you mean it seriously or not? Abayro says, you didn't have to say it and you said it, so you really meant it. Why did you say it? Because you really meant it. And Ramban says, I didn't really mean it. He was just like trying to come up with every reason to like make him look good and convince us, but he didn't really mean it seriously, so it's not what does follow. Okay, this ties into, you know, there's a concept called Mishata Nibach, right? I was joking with you, right? If I say, if Adam hear me say that I owe Leo $1,000, I can say I was just joking. Okay, why? So it wasn't such serious concept. If I say be witnesses that I'm admitting, that's a different story. Apparently I argue whether this is a serious enough context to be called Hodos Balden or not. Again, it's a bit of a fiddish. I would say anything you're saying best than when you're tying back and forth, a pretty serious context, and you should be bound by your words. You can't say I'm just like some exaggerating best. Okay, but there are a lot of things that no, it's about focus. Seems to be about focus, but open it up.
Ramban brings a scar for buying Rabbi Kivan Bain, Shane Thomas, or Kuli.
Because it wasn't, you may not say it over, because he didn't need to say that to say it's original Tanya. It
has no effect on the
original. Since it has no effect on the original Tanya, it's considered real Oda. If it was necessary to bolster as a real original Tanya, it would be considered Oda. So maybe I'm saying it over better. Because on Rav, if it's necessary to say it should be more serious, right? So let's say a little better. That, Rav Kornel has to say, since I'm saying Liyapos Kocho, whatever he's saying, Liyapos Kocho, that's not a hodah. That's just
exotic embellishment.
Yeah, he could basically he could. I think what they're saying is that he could say, "I didn't really mean to be modeh. I didn't really mean to be modeh. I was just trying to win my case, but I didn't mean to be modeh. I was just trying to win my case." And the buyer brothers say, you didn't need this to win your case. Why did you say it? You said it not because you wanted to give him a ton of obvious, but you said it because you really just meant to say that it was true. You really just were telling us a fact. So basically, he said that, Rav Chisda says that he can claim he was. Basically, he can claim he was lying. Even in a masla, right? Why did I say I ate the payrolls? I didn't say I ate the payrolls because I really ate the payrolls. I said I ate the payrolls because I wanted to win my case. Now it's very unethical masla, perhaps. But I think that's what he's saying, right? He can claim that. He only said it to bolster his taina and retract. Here he says, no, there's no amasla. There's no amasla. You didn't need to say it to bolster your taina, and therefore you must have said it because you really thought it was true. And Rav Chisda would say, you could say I just said it in order to bolster my taina. So they seem to have some sort of machlokes because in Omdana, again, every machlokes in Omdana maybe could also be in the standards. Machlokes in Omdana or in Dine Amasla, he doesn't use the word Amasla, but that's what it sounds like, right? Can I say that I didn't really mean it? I was just trying to win the case. I didn't mean it. I was just trying to win the case. So the Rav Chisda says I can. My Rav says you could if you needed to win the case. Since you didn't need it to win the case, you can't. Okay, it's a big finish, this Ramban. I'm surprised that he doesn't make more of a big deal. Really, if I say something in order to win my case, I could just that's an amas, reject it. I was just lying to win my case. I didn't really mean it. Seems like a big finish. I would have said no once you say it to win your case.
He's going in the other direction. So he's not emphasizing that. He's emphasizing the fact that if you say something that's not relevant,
to your case. Then you really meant it. Right? If it's even relevant to your case, then you're not bound by it. It's a big chiddush. I would have thought, Adrava, you want to lie in order to boost your case? Now live with, now reap what you sowed. But okay, that's what the Ramban thinks. The Ramban, but none of this is Maskana. What's his Maskana, the Ramban? Maskana, the Ramban, the Li Nira Anukshaf. Okay, I see where we're going. What's Maskana, the Ramban? The Ramban's Maskana. He says, what's the Girsa? Li Nira, says the Ramban at the end. Delover sina ana kribna tfe ella ana kribna. Now, this is even at the beginning. Lasof I see sadi de ihu krivi. Now here, it's going to be big fish. So what the girsa? I see sadi. That is just the color. What the chiddush? Tremendous chiddush of the Ramban here. The tremendous chiddush of the Ramban here is that the other guy was a tiny soft shema. The other guy didn't actually know if he was as karov as Ravidi Bar Oven or not. The other guy doesn't know, right? How gavra lo yada the bar yahar yivar leir shemakam rav idi olo. He doesn't know. Okay, what's the okemta? That how gavra lo ta'an bari Shehu Karo Kirav Idi Elarat Shehu Karov. Okay. The guy, this goes, he has to change the gear. So in the beginning of the Gemara. Not Ravidi Brava Omar Krivna Tvei, Val Gavra Omar Krivna Tvei. How Gavra Omar Krivna? This guy said, I'm a relative, maybe I'm closer. Ravidi Brava said, I'm a relative. I'm closer. Rabbi Yehudah Oven in the end found work proof that he was a close relative. The other guy says, maybe I'm also as close as you. I'm not sure. The other guy is a tiny shema. Okay, the other guy is a tiny shema. Then what does Rav Chisda think? Kem shu neman lomar karavani yukar kodam v'yachal ein motziyan mimenu shema hu karav kirav idi v'chelko achal. Right, what is he, give me a second, what is he, Taina? that, it's basically a something, whose papers these are. So what does Mephisto say? He says, it's a stopping. He said, this guy is Neman Bemigu Lomar Shehu Karov, and therefore, it's a suffix. If he's writing the rush, it's a suffix. He's writing a Yerusha. If the suffix, whether he's ready to get a Yerusha, whether he deserves a Yerusha or not, what do we say? If you're ready to eat the payros, I'm ultimate girl of Mariah. Haven. Shekvar achal peiros hamotz mechareir ol varaya. Basically, what does he say? It's a something. This guy himself is a tiny something. But you know what? Rav Yehudah Bar Oven might have a tiny bari. Truth is, I don't know if Rav Yehudah Bar Oven even has a tiny bari necessarily. He doesn't know what the other guy is. This guy said it's a something whether he's worthy or not. It's actually something whether he gets half. Rav Yehudah Bar Oven for sure gets his half. Suffic whether he's royally rush or not. And therefore, we suffic. I'm also read all of Araya, the Piros. And from now on, clearly, ain't something else to be but obviously, Rabbi Barab gets the deck out. He has proof he's a related. Then the other guy, now he doesn't have proof, doesn't even know if he's related. But, so for sure, he gets the deck out. But the Piros, we say, Hamotu Mechreir, all of Araya, because we suffic, what's the kid? Because maybe he deserves half, and the payros is less than half, and therefore he gets to keep it. Now, min ha-vadai. Okay, what does Abai and Rava say? They say that ein safek motzi midei vadai, even though he already ate peros, even though he already ate the peros, nonetheless, he's not neman because ein safek motzi midei vadai, and he has to pay. Okay, here he throws in a lot of factors. Okay, exactly what the Nekudas Machlokes between them, he's not 100% clear, but let me just do the last shot that I have on the sheet. I think the Ritva also takes this approach of the Rabban, right? Hanachon. One second.
That's 6 lines.
That's not where you're going there. Oh, sorry. No, the Rish is like the other shot. Okay. Sorry. What is the response? Let me just have one last shot. The Rashba lefi girsas Rashbam. He says, I'm going to tell you Pshad and the girsas Rashbam. What's the girsas Rashbam? The girsas Rashbam is Odi. Right? Odi shukar fei. What does he think Pshad is in the girsa of the Rashbam? So says the Rashba, Rashba girsa of Odi lei, she'ihu kreve, she'gamu krovo.
Right? Odi lei.
Karov. In the end, he admitted Rav Idi Bar Avin was a Karov. And then, what was the issue? Eler Chista, sorry, the Kevin de Odi de Ukrave, Dikla Becheskis, Yorish Karib, Idaho Motse, Vaal of Harai, of Lorna Tia, Pesha, Pesha, Rafila Gavi, Paver, the Odi, Ochel, Dasarai, Rubble, Eler Chista, Mehemeli Gavi, Paver, came to Lestu, come on, Lorina, Behushin, Becheskis, Yorish. Okay, he said something very, very similar. He said he was Odi that he was Karov Fei, and then Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vadai, and what's Pshat in Rav Chista? Rav Chista says that Af Al Pi Din. What do I mean? The Gavra admitted Rav Idi Bar Avin was a Karov. But he also claimed to be a Karov. He didn't say, I'm not a Karov. He didn't say you're Karov Tfei. He just admitted he was a Karov. He didn't admit he was Karov Tfei. He just admitted he was a Karov. Right? This is the first gears that we have of Odishu Karov. So, Afal Pi Shet Rav Idi Zoche Bidekel. Now, Rashba says Rashba says he doesn't like it. He doesn't think it's exactly like the case of Ein Safek Motze Midei Vadai, because after all, here he has a Migo. But let us put that on the side for now. He has a good point. Says, if I admit you're a Karov, but maybe I claim I'm also a Karov, why don't I have a Pesha Asar? Okay, in the Kasha, but even though Rabbi Dimar Zoch of a Dekel, Mishom She'ein Safek, Motzi Midei Vadai, even though he's Zoch of a Dekel, Michal Makom, Far Achal Peros, that's what Chista said. Basically, this is very similar to their Ramban's maskana, right? Basically, we have two cases of ain't something to be badai. Ain't something to be badai, right? The either he has witnessed that he's Karov, and I may or may not be Karov, or I admit that he's Karov, and I may or may not be Karov. Right? So he's a Vadai Karov, I'm a Safek Karov. Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai, says Rav Tista, even though Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai appears that I ate, I still keep the Motiv de Vadai. And says if I'm Rabba, no. Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai, Umeshale, Peiros She'achal. Right? Umeshale, Peiros She'achal. These two pshatim are very, very similar, right? Now, again, there's a lot of factors being thrown in here. These two pshatim are very similar. I'll just end with one very small. But first, let me point out the Shot Midrash. The Rashba has a problem with this. He says, Kenach, if you were going with the Ramban pshat, right? He says, Kenach, if you were going with the Ramban pshat, that would not be the end of the world. Because you have witnessed that you're a Karov. I may or may not be a Karov. You talk out an Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai on me. Yom HaKlok says, you have an Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai on me. And I, right? But there's still a Safek. And B'makom Safek, do I keep the pears that I already ate? Or B'makom Safek, do I have to give them back to you? But in this case, the only reason you know you're a Vadei Karov is because I admit it. And I think I'm also a Vadei Karov. So that's Peshas and Peshetar. If you believe me that you're a Vadei Karov, I'm a Vadei Karov. If you don't believe me that I'm a Safek Karov, you're a Safek Karov, and the whole thing doesn't work. So that's why the Rashba rejects this. And the Shut Rebush, there's a long Shut Rebush that discusses a whole bunch of different things. He says one of them is... he says, maybe the Pshat by Rabbi Einom or Migul Lohotzi Safek Midei Vadai Fia Girsa Dlogars Tfek Moshe Gustav de Gamata. Says, if it's Karv Tfek, then Migul Mokam Eidim. If it's not a Girsa without Tfek, then maybe Taka, the Rashba says, don't you have a Migul here? He said, no, Migul doesn't work against Ein Safek Motiv Midei Vadai. Okay. The Kol Shekein, okay, so it could be that the Rivash would even go so far as to say that Migu doesn't work against Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai to answer the kasha of the Rashba. Okay, but let's leave that for now. Let's just ask a simple question. According to these two pshatim, what are they arguing about? I admit the hour is late, the only two more minutes, but you could probably say a few things. But with the simple pshat, they're both bringing in here, they're both making a big deal of Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai. And what is Rav Chisda saying? Rav Chisda is saying Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai. But what I'm already holding on Mosakai, Safek is Motiv de Vadai if I'm already Mosak. And what Rabbi Rav is saying, ain't Safek Motiv de Vadai even if I already eat the payros, I have to fork up cash. Meaning, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about ain't Safek Motiv de Vadai versus Mosak. Is Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai strong enough to make the Mosak pay money? That's my brother. I have to take money out of my pocket and give it to you even though I eat the payros, because even though it's a Safek whether or not I get the deco, it's Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai.
Is the issue of Mosak or the fact that the payros aren't around anymore? You can't Ein Safek Motiv de Vadai if you set the Safek that's not around anymore. Limited the object that's in front of you.
Okay, maybe we're going to end up saying the same thing in different words, or at the very least, we'll go in the same general direction. Again, if you assume you could, I'll admit once again, you could get into the amigos here and make it a amigo machlokes, but that's not what it sounds like. There's a lot of subtleties of amigos. It sounds like it's a mitzvah machlokes. I think this ties into the Birkas Shmuel in Bamatzia Simit Beis. Okay, as always, I never understand the word Birkas Shmuel, but there's always one line in Birkas Shmuel where he quotes what he heard from Chaim. And that you can understand because it's only one line. So it says in Birkas Shmuel in Bamatzia Simit Beis, he heard from Rav Chaim that ain't suffering Motiv de Vadai is not a Mufuzokos. It's a Vada. Means a Hakira ain't suffering Motiv de Vadai. What do we mean by ain't suffering Motiv de Vadai? Remember, you're for sure Yorish, I may or may not be Yorish. That's all we take it, right? You're definitely Yorish, I may or may not be Yorish. You win and I lose. even though it's philosophic. How does Ein Sof Mitzvei Vaday work? There are two ways to conceptualize Ein Sof Mitzvei Vaday. One is, it's a chazaka. No, right now you're mostly because of Yoresh, or I may or may not be Yoresh. Chazaka is that you're a Yoresh until proven otherwise. You could view it as a kind of chazaka, or you could view it as a kind of vados. When you have something bevaday and you have another fact that's besuffic, then the vaday fact becomes a fact and the suffic fact is ignored. So one can have a chakira. What's pshat in ain something else to be vaday? You have evidence. I don't have evidence. You vaday don't have vaday news. Does evidence versus non-evidence becomes a vaday pshat? Or no? You are muchsak, right? You're muchsak because right now you have the upper hand. So you're muchsak, and I have remote from your chazaka. The nachkamina might be this chakira. What do I want to taina? I want to taina that if yesh lach or in the din of ein safik motzi bidei vaday in yivam asaf lamechesh. Remember what was the case? I'm for sure a relative. You may or may not be equal relatives. There, the guy was a relative. You just didn't know which relative, right? I'm for sure a son, right? You may be a son. You might be a nephew. We're not sure, right? So I win 100%, and you get 0%. So maybe you could ask the Hakira in Ein Safek Motzi Midei Vaday. Is it a Psach Vaday? Why? When I have evidence and you don't have evidence, we consider you to be nothing. Evidence is 100%. A Vaday is 100%. The Psach Vaday, we ignore the Safek. Or do you say no? It's Chazaka. You're Mochza. Because you're a Vaday until proven otherwise. Nafkamina would be, what would the Nafkamina be? Nafkamina would be, how about Lahotzi Mamon Miyad Hamochsa. If it's a Psak Vaday, then it works even Lahotzi. After all, if you're Vaday, a Vaday is a Vaday, you'd be Motzi Mamon, right? Most of all, right, it's a right. But if you say it's only Chazaka, then no, it works. If no one is Mochzak, that's the case in Yavamos. Case in Yavamos, no one was Mochzak, right? A guy died, we didn't know who to give his estate to. Then it works. But it works if no one is a Mochzak, but not Lehotzi. And I think I'm saying the same things, even different words. Basically, we're saying if chazaka, when you're mochzak on what there's a vaday and a suffix on from now on, you can't say something was already dealt with in the past. We're going to go back and say who owns it. If the vaday works for Freya. If it's a mochzakus, you know, it doesn't work for Freya. So I think we're saying similar things in different words, and maybe that's talking on maybe the sakura is my focus. Maybe this is Rukhayim. Or Rav Chaim says, he told the Rebbe there, the Vaday is a Psak Vaday, not just a mere Chazaka. He was saying, like a Vayim Rav in our Sugya, according to the Rabban and the Rashba slash Rebosh, right? We'll put the Rebosh because the Rashba is not rejecting it. And the Rebosh seems to accept a little more. And he quotes the Rebosh there, meaning, he just quoted the Rivash. That's how had all yeshiva guys understood Rivash, I guess, because it was in the Baruch Hu in the Berakah Shmuel. And some yeshiva guys understand the Berakah Shmuel. Anyway, so it could be that's the Machlok, because I'm really arguing back here about the nature of Ein Sof Mitzvei Vaday. Does that become a Vaday? Or no, that only becomes a Chazaka. And the nafkamina is whether you would apply it to afraid of being Motzi Mamon or not. Okay, these are the different shots from created Rav Yehuda Bar Avin. You see, it ties into many, many different shas sugyas. We'll pick up Amir Tzashem. Next time, we'll go on to the Gemara. We really don't have much to say about the first few lines of the Beis because the exact same thing is not Lamed Aleph, just with different names. Migov Makom Eden, but we'll have a lot to say about the continuation of that Lamed Gimel Beis, which you mentioned once. But basically, we're going to go to Star the payload of the inchi about two-thirds of the way till the next case. So the Flamagil and Bays, two-thirds of the way down. We'll look at the Rashbam, we'll look at Tosfos, and I'll send out more Makoros Mirza Shem here.
Okay. I mean, isn't the Pirkosh world really the same Hakira we had about Chazoka, whether it's a Mivarer or it's just a Hanhaga?
Well, no, because here it's not a Chazoka. Our Hakira is Chazoka Meikara. Something used to be something, it stays that way until proven otherwise. That's different than here. Here, it's not that it used to be something. We have no idea what it used to be. It's just that one guy has evidence and the other guy has nothing one way or the other. It might be a somewhat of a parallel Chakira, but it's certainly not the same. We're told in the Bahamas.
Well, what is it saying? Is it saying that Vaday happened, or is it saying just it happened?
Right. I'd say there's some parallelism, right? But again, there's nothing with Chazaka. We're not talking about Chazaka to make Kara. We're talking about if one guy is a Vaday, one guy is a Suffet, is that a Beaver? That's what we're saying. Basically, is that a Beaver, or is that just, you know, or a provisional Beaver or less? Yeah. Exactly the same. So maybe it's a question of what level of Beaver, a Vaday Beaver, or just a inferior Beaver.
Okay.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say it's the same.